and all the crew. And Melissa, I think the rest of the crew, that they were ready to go home, ready to leave or something when we came in with the radio. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon. Yeah, 2 o'clock is a shift change, so the 2 o'clock people are about ready to head out the door.
We always love being here. One of our favorite place to come eat, we're in Elton. You guys do a great job. And so tell us what's going on these days at Billy Goat Hill.
Going on just today?
Every day.
Every day. Well, we were closed a couple weeks. Well, not officially closed, I guess. We were open a little bit. We had some floor repairs to have to do. So we had to come up with some innovative ways to feed people. But I think we did all right in those 2 weeks. And so now we're back open, swinging, going.
Tell you what, you guys have got great specials, and if people have not tried the meatloaf, my wife loves meatloaf, and I think it's a Tuesday or Wednesday. What's meatloaf day?
Wednesdays is meatloaf day, every Wednesday.
We were here one on a Thursday and just happened to have you. That guy's had some left from Wednesday. She swears some of the best meatloaf she's ever had. It's fantastic, and she ain't let me taste a bite of it. That's all I got is one bite, Melissa.
Yeah, I've heard people tell me that people who didn't like meatloaf think that my meatloaf's good, and that's nice to hear, and I enjoy that.
Yeah, I've ordered something I had last time I came, Sloppy Joe. I love a good Sloppy Joe, and you were telling me this is a kind of a special recipe for you.
Yeah, it was my grandmother's recipe, my great-grandmother's recipe. We called her Old Granny. It was one of her recipes, and my grandmother fixed it, and then my dad fixes it, and he gave me the recipe, and so now I fix it.
Fantastic. What makes it special with Billy Goat Hill is this is beef from right there on your farm, right?
Exactly. Our beef, we raise it right here in Todd County. We grass feed it until the end, and then we finish out with a corn mixture. We've started trying to grow a little bit of our own corn and sunflowers and things like that to help finish out our beef by all ourselves.
But I just talking to a gentleman here who's having a hamburger steak, and he told me, he said, you know, this is truly farm to table here, and that's what you guys do, farm to table.
Yeah, that we try. Especially this summer, we tried to do a lot of farm to table. We grew our own garden, so most of the tomatoes and onions and peppers and potatoes and things like that were all, and cucumbers were all from our garden or from, we had two young entrepreneurs, Macy Harrison and William Gillum, they provided us with tomatoes and corn through the summertime also. So trying to help out a couple of the younger ones that are getting started in farming and so that they could get the know-how of how to run their own business also.
I think it's good. So actually helping somebody else get started, I think it's fantastic. And, of course, you guys right here on the square in Elton, no better place to hang out here in Elton than on the square. And Melissa, we're going to talk about some things. I know you guys are working on some new things for you as well. But, hey, always love coming here. Billy Goat Hill, we're in Elton, right on the square, celebrating National Farm Safety Week. And really, farm safety, part of farm safety, John Morgan, making sure you have a good meal to eat. And you can find one here at Billy Goat Hill for sure. We're on Todd 1070, 92.1 FM, WEKT.